A dramatic standoff between the Ontario Provincial Police and members of the Six Nations in Canada occurred today after police conducted an early morning raid that was meant to end protesters' 52-day occupation of the disputed Native Reserve. WBAI's Amber Cortez has more.
During the quiet early morning hours, police officials armed with tear gas, pepper spray, and M16 rifles raided a tract of land in Caledonia, Ontario. The land is part of the Six Nations Reserve and is now being occupied by Six Nation members who are protesting the sale and development of the tract by an American corporation. Janie Jameson, a spokesperson for the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, said this morning's raid was unexpected because police had promised they would only come in during daylight hours and give notice to remove women and children from the site.
Tensions are running kind of high with some of us. They've had to endure a violent attack this morning on women and children. The police, they had M16s pointed at some of our women. A few of our women were beaten. Some of our children were dragged out of tents they had just went in to go sleep in. It's just, emotions are really raw right now.
Protesters from the Six Nations have been occupying the Caledonia, Ontario subdivision building site known as the Douglas Creek Estates since February 28th. The disputed land has become a complex battleground for the natives who claim the land through a deed made with the British in 1784.
This land was granted to our people in 1784 through the Haldimand Proclamation, 6 miles on both sides of the Grand from start to finish, and or from the start to the end of the river for the Mohawk Nation and all other Six Nations who wish to follow to enjoy forever.
However, a Superior Court judge granted an injunction against the Native occupiers on March 9th, upholding a claim of ownership by an American corporation known as Henco Industries, who plan to develop the land for a housing project. Natives from the Six Nations say that this is simply a continuation of the betrayal by the Canadian government, who have gradually reduced the reserve to less than 5% of the original Haldimand tract. On March 22, 2006, the original date that was set for police to take over the disputed territory, about 100 Six Nations women, including the clan mothers, formed a human chain across the site entrance, successfully blocking the Ontario police. Kahen Tanatha Horn was at the March 22 protest and also at the surprise raid that took place this morning.
So the women, the clan mothers, the title holders, the women are the title holders, went there and they stood, and I was there. On March the 22nd, when they were supposed to first come in, and the women locked arms, and the cops stayed back. This morning they came in. Now there are hundreds of people there. There are tires burning. There are bridges that have been taken. There have been fights, brawls. They've pepper sprayed people. They have thrown tear gas at them. Some of the people from the traditional longhouse went on one of the bridges. And they started to burn a fire, a sacred fire. The cops went in there, and they started to pepper spray them, and there was a big fight, and these old people fought them, tooth and nail, believe it or not.
Janie Jameson gave an update on the situation and said that as of this afternoon, the police have left the scene, and the natives have managed to reclaim jurisdiction of the land, at least temporarily.
All the police have left. They did remove everybody from the site this morning. They arrested 16 of them, but we've since that time, reclaimed jurisdiction of the site once again. We are still here. There's upwards of around 300 to 400 people here.
This confrontation, however, is far from over. There are reports that police will return and bring reinforcements from the Canadian Army. Jameson says the protesters are prepared to hold out for however long it takes to reclaim their land, but hopes for a peaceful resolution.
I wish Canada would like finally have that willingness to work towards a peaceful resolution.
For WBAI News, I'm Amber Cortez with Teocasin Ghost Horse.